Pharmacies across the country have a backlog of insurance claims waiting to be paid. That's after hackers took down one of the top digital payment systems for the healthcare industry in late February. Cybersecurity experts hope to seize the moment to push for better cybersecurity standards across critical infrastructure. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports.
Criminal hackers broke into systems that change healthcare earlier this winter. Different parts of the industry started to fall like dominoes. Patients couldn't get prescriptions, providers couldn't get paid. As things get back online, the backlog of claims is staggering. The healthcare industry has been a top target for ransomware gangs for years, but the sheer impact of this breach even took experts by surprise. I spoke to Josh Corman, a leader in healthcare and cybersecurity.
So we knew and focused a lot of debate and argument on how to make healthcare stronger.
He's talking about when he led the government's efforts to tackle cybersecurity threats posed by the COVID-19 pandemic.
But in the process of that debate, very little attention was focused on these systemically important critical infrastructure segments like payment platforms or middleware.
Corman and experts like him have been shouting at the rooftops to improve protections for healthcare for years. But they hope this cascading outage could be a watershed moment to push for long-stalled legislation that would help the government identify and assist the most vulnerable, vital entities. The kinds of companies that, if they were to go down, would cause nationwide chaos. The director of the Department of Homeland Security Cyber Agency wants Congress to go even further.
Voluntary commitments are just not going to suffice in ensuring that Americans are safe and secure, which is why I do think it's important for Congress to consider minimum cybersecurity standards.
That's Jen Easterly, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Easterly says CISA has been working on studying the healthcare industry and creating its own list of important and vulnerable companies. The industry is massive and complex, and CISA has limited resources and authority. Companies never want more regulation, more scrutiny. But they need a push, says Easterly.
I think patients should have an expectation that they can have access to healthcare and public health facilities when they need it.
Without better cybersecurity, patients can't fully rely on their doctors anymore. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.